Hello?
Hi, is this Lisa by any chance?
This is she.
Oh, good. How are you? My name is Seth McElroy. We don't know each other, but I was able to get your phone number from one of your neighbors. Actually, one of my former neighbors, too. I used to live in your house.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I know it's kind of a odd phone call.
No, that's so interesting. What, when was it?
Actually, I grew up there. Spent most of my life in that house.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, nice to meet you.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling is because my dad died.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was pretty sudden. He never saw that combine coming. You
The
know.
what?
Oh, never mind. Never mind. That's just details that you don't need to know. Anyway, can you give me a second?
Okay.
Can you give me a second?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna be fine.
It's okay.
Sorry about that. Anyway, Daddy's gone. God rest his soul. And he loved that house that you're in now. It had so many good memories.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
It's all right. There's
I really am.
nothing you can do about it. It's not your fault unless you were driving that combine.
Oh.
I know you weren't. I know you weren't. Listen, the reason that I'm calling though is he asked to have his ashes scattered on your property.
What?
His last wish was to have his ashes scattered on your property. He
Wow.
just, he, Papa just loved that place, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure how I feel about that. I'm so sorry. I mean, that just seems like.
Look, it won't take a lot of time, I promise. I can come by, I can do it in the front yard, I can just get his ashes spread on your lawn, and
I
then.
don't, I know, but I don't, I have two little children, and I just don't feel comfortable. I mean,
It could be a learning experience for them too. Death is a part of life.
I totally agree, and I imagine that for some people, they would be fine. It's just that I'm very superstitious, and I really,
You're telling me you think that my father's going to haunt you because I put his ashes on your property?
Listen, I really feel for you and what you're going through right now, and
Obviously, you don't.
no, I
Obviously, you
do. Oh,
don't.
please don't. Please listen, just listen. I just feel like I need to be firm here. I can't let you on my property to spread your father's ashes. I just can't have that. I can't.
Okay, fine.
I'm a
Fine.
very spiritual person. I believe that has power, and I think
Fine. I
that.
said fine. Okay, I
Okay.
get it. I get it.
Okay.
All right. I
All right.
point taken.
All right, well, thank you for letting me share my thoughts.
If you won't let me put his ashes on your property, then I'm just gonna come bury him there when you're not home.
What?
I'm just
You
gonna
can't do that.
watch me.
You, what are you talking? Wait a minute. What are you talking about? You said he was cremated.
I never said that. I
Yes,
didn't
you
s
did. You said spread his ashes.
Yeah, who's gonna come over and burn him on your lawn? He's been dead an hour. He's right next to me.
What the hell are you talking about? The cremators do that. The people at the morgue, you don't do that.
That's so impersonal.
What?
That is so impersonal.
No, that is the way you do it, and that is what you do. And you should find a place to spread his
I
ashes.
found a place to spread his ashes. I was gonna come over to your house.
No, you cannot come to my house and burn a body.
That's what Pop wanted.
What the hell is wrong with you? Why would you ever think this is a good idea? Or that I would ever say yes? Who would ever say yes to this? I'm not saying yes.
You're a terrible person, you know that?
I'm
Just
a
the
terrible person?
worst. Yeah.
You want to bury your dad on my lawn? You're like a psycho. What is wrong with you?
I'm just gonna come over and do it.
You step one foot on my property, I will shoot you.
Ow! That would hurt.
Yes, it would. So don't do it. You got it?
I don't want you to shoot me.
Well, then don't come on my property.
You're a maniac.
You're insane, and you need to make a phone call to tell someone about your dead dad next to you. Who does this? Who does this?
I do. Lisa.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Are you kidding me?
No, your cousin Gabe set you up. He wanted to get you back for making him go to a family event the other day.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe it.
Were you really gonna shoot me?
out of my property. What else was I supposed to do?